Derek Harvey is a retired U.S. Army colonel and intelligence expert on Iraq. He advised General David Petraeus during the American fight against sectarian militias. He joins us now in studio. Thank you for coming in.
Glad to be here.
So first, can you give us your reaction to what you saw this weekend? How fragile is state government control in Iraq?
Well, I think the situation in Iraq, particularly in Baghdad, should give us pause because I think this is the beginning of possibly the balkanization of the state. The state leadership, the institutions are being eviscerated by competing centers of power.
But you have the Shia cleric who called these protesters, Mukhtar al-Sadr. He's calling essentially in support of the plan by the prime minister, Haider al-Abadi, right? He wants this new cabinet of technocrats, of nonpartisan officials. So aren't these interests aligned?
On the surface, they are aligned, but there is a real power struggle underway within the government as well as within the different parties that represent ethnic, sectarian, and other interests across the country. In point of fact, there is a fight for power and influence within the Shia groups, and I would call it an intra-Shia fight right now.
So help us understand what that means, because you've recently said that Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is toast.
Well, recent events and the inability to move things forward politically has created a situation where Prime Minister Abadi has really no power. He has little influence and no authority, although he holds the position of the Prime Minister. He does not have any deep bench or reservoir of strength with which to push things through, despite the fact that he seems to have the support of the United States government as well as Tehran.
So then what about Sadr here, right? He is helping push these protesters. This is escalating these tensions. And, you know, he's someone who fought against the U.S. How concerned is the U.S. about the growth of his political power?
I think we're concerned not just about the growth of the Sadrist trend and their influence over the government, but I think we should be particularly concerned about the breakdown of the institutional capacity of the state and the devolution of power to the regions and to non-state groups. And that is going to directly challenge our ability to shape a fight against the Islamic State. In point of fact, everyone else in that country is focused not on the Islamic State, but over their own short-term political interests, fighting for power, influence, access to money, and jobs.
So what does that mean for the U.S. and its long game, especially as it's trying to fight ISIS?
Well, I think the United States has an interest in a stable, unified Iraq, if we can make it happen. I'm not sure that we've been committed to that objective and that we've used all the tools in our toolbox to help the Iraqis move forward. We've been narrowly focused on a counterterrorism and a counter-ISIS strategy, I think with a great deal of neglect to real opportunities we've had in both Iraq and Syria to make a difference. The whole region is on fire, and you know, we are going to have to really exert considerably more leadership and put more skin in the game. I'm not talking about massive troop deployments. I'm talking about political, economic, and diplomatic efforts that are serious. And I don't think that we've really had that to this point in time.
So to remind us, what is the U.S. commitment in terms of level of troops and resources we're putting into Iraq right now?
Well, the reporting is that there's about 5,000 U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq, then there are a larger number of contractors and other government agency officials, bringing the number probably closer to 9,500 or 10,000 Americans. But it's not just what's in Iraq, it's in the area. A significant force presence in Kuwait, in Qatar, in Jordan, and in Turkey are enabling the operations in Iraq.
That was Derek Harvey. He's a longtime U.S. military intelligence advisor on Iraq.